You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. David A. Ferenthold is reporting in the Washington Post. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has notified Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump that his charitable foundation is violating state law by soliciting donations without proper certification. The Trump Foundation was ordered to immediately stop all fundraising activities by the Attorney General's Charities Bureau on Friday, September 30th. The Trump Foundation never registered under Article 7A of New York's executive law, as is required for any charity soliciting more than $25,000 per year from the public. As a result, the foundation avoided outside audits, which New York law requires of larger charities that ask the public for donations. Trump has been ordered to supply the state within 15 days with all legal paperwork required of charities that solicit money from the public. Read the full story in the Washington Post. Emily Masters reports in the Times Union, pistol permit applications are at an all-time high in the Capital Region. In Columbia County, the number of permits processed rose by 186% in 6 months this year, Sheriff David Bartlett said. That number has been climbing for years, said spokesman Lieutenant Wayne Lopez. Quote, but we notice we do get a spike before elections, he said. Applications have doubled every year in Albany and Rensselaer counties. In Schenectady County, Sheriff Dominic D'Agostino reported similar increases. In 2014, Columbia County processed 290 permits and 403 in 2015. In just the first 6 months of 2016, 515 permits were processed. Sheriffs reported region-wide that women were the fastest-growing demographic among permit holders. Only Albany County collects data on the gender breakdown of applicants, but Bartlett said he recently attended a women's concealed carry fashion show in Columbia County where a trend was evident. The spike in gun ownership is causing area sheriffs to consider if the number of safety courses offered should be increased. All permit applicants must attend such a program before being processed. Bartlett said he is working with county judges to change safety course requirements in Columbia County. Soon, pistol permit applicants will not just sit in a classroom, he said. They will learn how to properly handle, load, charge, fire, unload, and clean a firearm. Read the full story in the Times Union. Diane Galusha is reporting in the Windham Journal the hamlet of Lexington's wastewater project is complete. Lexington is now the ninth community to be served by a program coordinated by the Catskill Watershed Corporation. The owners of 47 homes and businesses, most of them near Schoharie Creek, received new septic tanks and had a series of in-ground filters installed. Residential property owners will pay an annual maintenance fee of $100. The new system will be operated and maintained by the town of Lexington. The wastewater project was approved by voters in late 2012, and construction began in early 2015. Other hamlets with wastewater systems developed under the Catskill Watershed Corporation program include Ashland, Boyceville, and Trout Creek. Hamlets in the design or study phases include Shandaken, West Conesville, and New Kingston. Read the full story in the Windham Journal. The Daily Freeman is reporting the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency will host a public meeting Thursday, October 13th, to discuss the progress of the second five-year review of the Hudson River PCB's Superfund site. The second in a series of workshops will be held at the FDR Presidential Library and Home in Hyde Park. The workshop will include an overview of the review process and the anticipated schedule for completion of the review. Opportunities for public input will also be discussed. The workshop is open to the public. Information is available at www.epa.gov/Hudson. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.